Claudette Colvin was my uncle's first civil rights case, and my uncle had just rolled out of law school, if you think about it. He was about 23 years old, and this was his first civil rights case. He was the second black attorney in Montgomery, Alabama, and Claudette was a 15-year-old teenager. She was on a bus with some friends of hers from school, and the bus got crowded, and a white person got on, and the bus driver told the people that somebody had to get up so the white lady could sit down. And they tried to get Claudette to stand up. You know, some of the people in her row moved, but she refused to, and she said she had a constitutional right to be there. And, you know, they'd been studying things like that in class in February, Black History Month, the Negro History Month then, the month before. And so the police officer called over the bus driver called over a police officer, and police got on the bus and dragged her off. She refused to move on her own, and so she was arrested. And that is a case people don't know a lot about. The city, black leaders in the city did not rally around her because that summer she got pregnant, and they didn't think that a pregnant, unwed mother should be the face of a test case of segregation. So Rosa Parks, you know, got more attention. There were actually four other women who were also arrested before Rosa Parks, arrested for refusing to give up their seats. Mm-hmm. And they were women who, along with Claudette, were plaintiffs in a lawsuit that my uncle Fred Gray filed that went through the federal court system and up to the Supreme Court that actually desegregated the buses. And Rosa Parks was not a plaintiff in that case. Rosa was charged with disorderly conduct. And her case was going through the state system. And my uncle felt that, state officials weren't going to give him a really good chance to win a case against segregation on the buses. So he filed a federal case. And so those other women have been sort of lost in the shuffle of history. People don't think about them. They think about that the narrative about Rosa Parks being tired on the bus and refusing to get up that day.